Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, we start the week with a doozy. Music from Denise Neal, our friend from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Boys of Summer from the great Don Henley.
There he is, the man.
There it is. We are in pursuit of Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com. We'll get to him in a moment. UConn, apparently, it looks like they're headed to the Big East. The Big East presidents made approval of that that situation today. So I'll ask you, what kind of a blow is that to the Americans?
Huge blow. Because
huge?
Because it could set off other dominoes. Other schools could now try to leave. There's precedent there.
Where are they going to go?
I don't know. Where's Memphis going to go? Where could Cincinnati go?
Nowhere for them to go right now.
Yeah, we'll see. It's scary, though.
Well, I mean, we'll see, but everything's full. This is an awkward situation. Dennis Dodd joins us from CBSSports.com. Hey, Dennis.
What's going on? How are you guys?
Well, thanks for coming on with us. We're curious to talk about this UConn move and the ramifications for the American Athletic Conference and the Big East. Did this catch you by surprise? We all know UConn had not been a welcoming member of the American, but it looked like that was probably their fit. Did this surprise you?
Yeah, I think I speak for everyone in college athletics that it was a shock. I mean, yeah, is the Big East UConn's ancestral home? Yes, absolutely. But they've done this, in my opinion, without any plan or a regard for football. Which, even as bad as UConn is, and it's hemorrhaging money, is the financial engine at most schools. I mean, we're sitting here, I'm confident to say that I don't think UConn knows what it's going to do with football at this point, which baffles me. I think it was a huge surprise.
I know we're going to get into the ramifications in the American Conference, but what does this mean for the Big East, a conference that had to now only had private schools? I don't think they're all Catholic schools, but only private schools. Now they let in UConn. I'm sure that's a one-time thing, but what does that mean for the Big East and how it's trying to change its identity or expand?
It's great for the Big East. I mean, despite the fact that UConn being the only state school in there, obviously they do have ties with a lot of those schools in the old Big East. It allows them to go to a 20-game conference schedule very symmetrically. You're going to play the other 10 opponents twice during the season. I was told that they're going to get a boost in money, everybody is, for adding UConn from Fox. So that's a good thing, and it makes that conference better. RPI, whatever they call it now, that matrix or whatever, just makes it a stronger conference. For UConn, they can now recruit better, with Hurley in there, with Danny Hurley in there. You throw the Big East card out there, and it's like old times. So it's not only a net win, a gross win for the Big East.
Dennis Dodd, our guest, he writes about college sports for CBSSports.com. We were just talking before you joined us about the American. In some ways, it almost feels a little bit like a house of cards. You see UConn now peeling off. You know that there are other schools in this conference that would welcome the opportunity to get to the ACC or the Big Ten or whatever. Is it a house of cards, or does this conference have staying power and sturdiness?
I think it's a microcosm for the entire Group of Five being a house of cards, because every day that goes by, the financial gap gets bigger, the perception gap gets bigger, the brand, recruiting gap, really everything. Physical, if you want to talk about it in terms of athletes, because there's just no catching up. And if this name, image, and likeness thing goes through, how many of those schools are going to be able to afford to pay athletes more or compensate them if that's what it comes to? Because that's going to be a huge burden on the strongest of Power Five schools. And, you know, I wrote about it a couple of years ago about the money being there for a Group of Five playoff. I don't think anybody wants that because the presidents and the guys that raise money at these schools, that's their brand. Having that NCAA Division I FBS brand on your front porch means more than attendance and giving money. It gives you the ability to hire the best professors, the best tenured professors. I mean, it actually goes that far. So I think everybody, I think the UConn and American situation were just an example of maybe more of this happening and what form it takes in the future for all of the Group of Five.
Who do you see as a potential replacement for UConn and the American? Is it too early to speculate on that?
I
don't know if there is one. The only thing I've reported is that they're definitely not going to be accepted as a football-only UConn, I'm talking about, an American, so they're out. So that leaves you with an 11-team American. That's not the worst thing in the world. The Big Ten played that way for 20 years. I think the Big 12 did that for a year, you know, in 10-11 while they were losing all those schools and still had two divisions. You could still do that. You know, it's not great, but it's not the worst thing in the world if the money is still there. And if by playing with 11, you know, Fox says, hey, we're going to keep the money the same and everybody makes more money. I think somebody told me today it's about $500,000 more dollars. That's not to be sniffed at. Or do they want to go get somebody? I can't think of anyone out there that really delivers, you know, just you'd have to think of somebody who's worth $6 million a year that Fox would want to pay for. Because they'll have a say in it too. ESPN as well is going to have a say in it. You know, you hear the names, oh gosh, who's the Arkansas State, Buffalo Army, or some other ones. You know, even people even threw out their Boise State just because they were in the old Big East for about half a second before it settled as a basketball-only conference. But they fly across the country to play in a stronger conference, or at least a conference that's gotten, you know, the majority of the Group of Five New Year's Day games, New Year's Six games. So I don't know. I that's the next question. What happens to UConn football? They are going to stay FBS. Independence is an option, but not a very desirable one. But again, I don't know if the school cares. If they're willing to do this and just cut football loose, I was told over the weekend that it would be hard to get a schedule together, but not impossible to get eight games from around the country. But look what's happened to BYU. Look what's happened to New Mexico State, UMass. Who are some of the other ones? Army now has lately prospered. And I think that gives Army pause to joining the league because they've done this. In the early aughts, they joined Conference USA, and at the time, Todd Berry was running a spread. And they just got the you-know-what kicked out of them. It didn't fit their profile. It didn't fit their recruiting or their athletes. And they quickly got out of Conference USA after about 4 or 5 years and went independent again. So I don't know if they've got the stomach for that. I don't know if Army wants to go down to Orlando and play UCF every year.
Dennis Dodd joins us from CBSSports.com. There was a time not that long ago when we all thought UConn was a coming power in college football. Now they make this move. You're right. It's kind of a head-spinning thing. Nobody is supposed to make a move based on basketball in this day and age.
No, they are the outliers. There may be some others, but not very many. UConn's future may have been written on that January night in 2011 when they got boat raced by Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. It not only, you know, not only lost the game, they lost money on the game, but lost any momentum for going Power Five, you know, that they would have had at that moment. And really, that was the last straw towards the playoff, because if you remember, that was an 8-4 team that won the Big East in football, the old Big East in football, And the people that run the show said, we can't have this happen again. And, you know, we can't have this even a possibility for the playoffs. You know, because you still have people talking about, well, conference champs only. Do you want an 8-4 UConn? Because that's what we're talking about, being possible in an 8-team playoff. So that really killed everything for UConn and really brought along the college football playoff to further segregate the group of five from the Power Five.
I guess one of the big winners is Geno RM out of this deal, although I don't know how strong the Big East is in women's basketball. I do know that the American is not strong at all, but I still think they're going to have incredible success even in the Big East in women's basketball.
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously a national program, one of the best, if not the best in the country. Geno RM makes $3 million a year, to the point that, like, even the top other women's coaches don't even make $1 million. I mean, they're paying him over the top. And what it does, it gives UConn some financial flexibility. A lot of this, and this is getting it down into the weeds, kind of was disturbed the new American TV deal, which was basically a grant of rights. And you guys know this. All the schools went all in with their third-tier rights with ESPN and ESPN Plus. Well, UConn had a nice little deal going where they put about, I think, a dozen games I read a year on SNY, that's a cable system in New York, and they made a pretty penny out of it. You know, that was their other cable provider. You know, with this, while ESPN was saying, yes, they can have that, it was not going to be a first option with ESPN calling the shots. And I was told that was the last straw in all this. But that, you know, we're an athletic department that is way upside down in the tens of millions of dollars. Couldn't even earn that money from SNY. I think it's Sports Cable New York is the name of it. So, yeah, that was a big part.
All right. Well, we appreciate your insight, a move that certainly is going to affect the American Athletic Conference and Wichita State and others. Dennis, thanks for dropping in with us.
All right, man. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, as we talk about UConn, its decision to leave the American Athletic Conference and rejoin the Big East, although the Big East is not what they were in previously. They will get to have their rivalries returned with Georgetown and Villanova and Seton Hall and St. John's.
No Syracuse or like Louisville, I guess.
But none of those programs are very good in women's basketball.
No, but they're not making the move for women's basketball.
They're making it for men's basketball.
Right.
Is the Big East precipitously better in men's basketball than the American?
Not precipitously.
They're really making it for geographical reasons.
Yeah.
And to please their fan base.
And recruiting and all the things that come with it.
They don't get excited about Tulsa visiting Storrs, Connecticut.
Nor should
they. They don't get excited about Wichita State visiting Storrs, Connecticut.
Nor should they.
They probably should.
No, they shouldn't.
Phil. Phil, how are you? You're on the show.
Doing well. It's not exactly the same situation, but UConn leaving the American kind of reminds me of the University of Nebraska Omaha. Do you remember a few years ago they went from Division II to a Division I school and made the move because of basketball? Their program wasn't that great, and in doing so they had to cut their wrestling team that had won 6 of the last 8 national championships for D2. I don't know if you remember hearing about that, but ESPN did a special on it. Basically, how can you cut a program that's a national powerhouse for a basketball team that's subpar? So this whole deal has just kind of reminded me of that a little bit. It's a little different context.
It's a financial moves. Most of these are for financial reasons. Thanks, Phil.
Revenue-generating sport, I guess.
We appreciate it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll stay on this topic. Dan Breckland, the sports editor from the Hartford Courant. If you want to read his work, you can go to the Hartford Courant website. He's written about this situation, UConn leaving the American Athletic Conference. We'll get Dan's thoughts after this. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.